In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of Saint Joseph of Cupertino, and he is a good example of Our Lady's words when she sings that God has exalted the humble. Saint Joseph, in his life, he was truly very often humiliated. His own mother, when he was a boy, considered him nuisance and treated him very harshly because Joseph was very slow in learning and often so absent-minded. He would wander around, going nowhere, and thinking of things without taking care of his duties. But he also had a bad temper, so people didn't like him. And he tried to learn the trade of shoemaking, but failed. Next, he decided he would try his luck in becoming religious, but he was kicked out from many congregations because they didn't think him suitable to religious life. And finally, his mother convinced one monastery to take him in as an apprentice, but Saint Joseph dropped piles of dishes and kept forgetting to do what he was told. Of course, his mother was not pleased of having seen him come back to home again because he was more trouble at home than he was usage. So she finally got Joseph accepted as a servant at the local Franciscan monastery. But when Saint Joseph got there, he started to gradually to change. He grew more humble and more gentle, and he was much more careful and successful in his work. And he also began to do penance. Because his superiors were pleased to his progress, they decided that they would try to make him a priest, which demanded that he would need to study a lot. And he wasn't good with books or studying, and he had very hard time in passing his exams. But just when he was on his final exams and towards the priesthood, and he was despairing, he prayed to God Almighty that if it's his will that he would become a priest, please help me to pass this test. And what do you know? The examiners asked the one very question which he knew perfectly, and he was allowed to become and to be ordained as a priest. And after he was ordained, God made many great miracles through him, and over 70 times people saw him rise from the ground while he was saying Mass or when he was praying. And he became so famous for these miracles that he was kind of like a sightseeing with people flocked to see and wonder. So the other monks decided to seclude him so that nobody could see him. But Saint Joseph, humble as he was now, was only very happy to be out of sight of people and concentrate in serving God Almighty alone. Dear children, whenever, if you have ever trouble with your studies or you are in agony that you cannot do some tasks which you are required, Saint Joseph Cupertino is good saint to remember and pray to. And oftentimes people might see us as hopeless cases, somebody who never makes himself into anything. They might see us making mistakes or not doing our best, even though we truly are trying in always doing our best. But never think it's too late to learn something new. With a strong will, we must always keep on trying. The road on this earth, it always leads towards heaven. And you remember, children, that it was our Lord also who had to go through much and many difficulties and even tortures and death before he was gloriously raised from heaven. Life of a Catholic is facing many challenges and many difficulties, and often also people who don't like you or even mock at you and laugh at you. But when that happens, let us remember the example of God's saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all those saints like Saint Joseph who have humbled themselves, who have enjoyed to be little and unnoticeable, doing all their deeds into glory and honor of God. If we are ready to lower and humble ourselves for the sake of glory of God, God will truly elevate and lift us also after our death, and we will be lifted up and exalted in heaven as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.